In my little group of lessons I've been doing on loving conversations, the theology of loving conversations, teaching this in order that we might be building relationships for the purpose of sharing the gospel in our lives. So let's open with a word of prayer and we'll jump right in. And I'm just going to kind of wrap up my thoughts this morning. And it's going to be a little different. I'm warning you. Are y'all ready for different? Okay. Are y'all going to do everything I say? No. She looked at me. She said no. Let's open the door of prayer. Our Father, thank you for the blessing. Oh, what a blessing we have to be able to come here this morning and to study your word together. Such a privilege. Your word is so very beautiful in our lives. Your word is so very powerful to us. Oh, how we bless your name this morning. Oh, how we want to be women who are living on mission for you. So we take your word in, and our desire is to let it get inside and transform us and cause us to live in a way that brings honor and glory to you. Thank you. Thank you, our Father, for your Holy Spirit that you place within us. He's so precious in our lives. We thank you for what he's able to do in us. Because, Father, apart from you, we can do nothing. And we so long to be lights in this world, as you say, your Holy Spirit makes us to shine for you, to live for you. And so, Father, just teach us, give us skills, transform us, Father, in amazing ways that we might live in a way that is a powerful testimony to your beauty and to your glory and to your power. Thank you for every lady here today. Thank you, Father, for their life, their ministry. I thank you for just the fact that they bear your image. They're valuable. They are precious in your sight. Father, may we feel your love this morning, and may we be effective communicators of your love. And we pray this morning. Just speak to us through this lesson. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, for you who are sitting by yourself at the table, you're going to have to join another table. I'm sorry. Go scoot that one table. Because we need to all be sitting together this morning for this lesson. You know, I'm usually a lecturer, but today we're going to do participation. So we've been talking about how to love others well through our conversations. Gina, you and Sandra join a table that has ladies, okay? So we began our study. I want to start with review. Some of you haven't been with us, so you're new. This morning's your first time here. And I'm taking a lot of this information from a book called Six Conversations. And it's a book by a lady named Heather Holman, who I got introduced to and absolutely was blown away by her book. And I've invited her to come to our Tis the Season banquet, but I haven't heard back. And so I'm so hoping, please pray with me, that I don't know what, you know, if she's really big or whatever. She may be one of those really big, hard-to-get people, but I hope not. I hope she'll say yes. So we began our study with just the most incredible scripture this morning. I want it to land on your heart. It comes out of Philippians 2. I just love this. It's one of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible. And here Paul tells us, "Now you ladies in Brookhaven, listen to me," he says. "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit. But with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the very form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing that he would grasp. But he emptied himself. He took on the form of a bondservant and was made in the likeness of men. Now that's some very challenging verses for us this morning. So the question, the takeaway that I see from these verses for us this morning, do I, as a woman of God living on mission for him in 2025, do I look out for the interests of other people? Do I value other people as more important, as more significant than I do myself? And do I serve others? Am I a bondservant? And do I empty myself like Jesus did? Do I walk in humility? Does humility mark my life? Or am I prideful? Do I care about others really, or do I only care about myself? Now, that word regard in that phrase that I'm pulling out from those scriptures, regard others as more important than yourselves. I like that word regard because I want to point it out to you. It means to esteem exceedingly. Esteem others exceedingly. And I want to suggest this morning that the way people know that we esteem them exceedingly is that we tell them through our conversation. They hear that through our words, right? And this is all the work that the Holy Spirit accomplishes in us. I love thinking about all the possibilities of being a woman of God, and the Holy Spirit of God is living in me, and all he wants to do and all he's able to do. I'm telling you, the possibilities are endless because, oh my goodness, he's so powerful. I want to point out a verse to you, 2 Corinthians 2, 15 through 17. Now let this sink in this morning, girls. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God. Among those who are being saved, that's you and I together, the body of Christ, but not only among the body, the church, but look, and among those who are perishing. You know, we're going out into the world, and everywhere we go, there's a fragrance that we're leaving. There's a fragrance. What does your life smell like this morning? And then notice the last phrase, an aroma from life to life. You're taking the aroma of life with you everywhere you go. The Holy Spirit's able to take us, make us into women who are the fragrance of Christ. In fact, he is the fragrance. He's in us. And so when I'm so filled with the Holy Spirit and I'm walking in the world, he just comes out. His fragrance does. And my life influences the world. And your life influences the world. And I want to suggest to you this morning that the words we speak play a very big part. We need to see others as those who bear the image of God. Those who are unbelievable worth, treasures, one of a kind, each person a storehouse of infinite potential. And so our last two lessons focused on what it means to have loving conversations. And let's review what we've learned so far. I think these are valuable truths. And so we said that conversations have to start loving, spiritual, godly conversations start from four mindsets. And so these I want you to memorize. I've memorized them, and I've been telling them to myself as I'm walking in the world. What are the four mindsets, Teresa? What's the first one? Be, who remembers? Curious. Be curious. B be curious about other people. Well, I'm just not that curious, Teresa. Well, you know what? Curiosity is a character trait you can learn. You can teach yourself. Let me define it. It's just the desire to know and understand more about each other, the desire to engage with others about their lives. It's actually the secret juice of relationships. Curious people are always wanting to know more information. Now, let's be curious about each other this morning, a few minutes, okay? I'm going to give you a few minutes. Look at your handout. I want you to look at those questions that I have there. What's been the most surprising thing about this stage of life you're in right now? I had to put that down. My birthday's tomorrow. I mean, today. 72. I just can't believe it. What's the most surprising thing about the stage of life you're in right now? For me, it's the fact that it got here so fast. That is so surprising to me. Can't believe how fast it got here. Look at the next question. What was your first paid job? I'm curious. I want to know about you. This is a question I could ask anybody anywhere, right? Do you know that about each other sitting around your table? I bet you don't. And then another question. What is the one thing that is important for others to know about you? All right, now, some things have popped in your mind. I need one person at each table to be the facilitator. Just y'all appoint somebody. Point them out. Just point them out. All right, facilitator, take over. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. You don't have to share all of these questions, but each of you pick one out and share it at your table with each other. Be curious about each other. All right, go. All right, time to stop. That went fast, didn't it? So what's our first mindset? Be curious. Okay, let's go to the next one. The next one is believe the best in others. Write that down. Now, when others know, when I come and I'm being curious about them, but I'm coming from a position of love and of respect, this causes them to open up. People want to share their lives with you when they feel safe. And so you want to let them feel accepted and understood. I think this one thing has great power in our relationships, especially in our marriages and in our families. Accepting people without judgment is an essential condition for belongingness to occur. In fact, believing the best about people is a way that we extend the grace of God. So choose to believe the best about others. Practice that mindset. And if you want to grow as a good communicator, you're going to want to be like a grandparent. Now, I'm just going to tell you, when my grandchildren are there, I absolutely delight in them. They are so fun to watch. I had a whole slew of them yesterday at my house, and they were building a fort outside, and then we had a lemonade stand, and they were, I don't know, they were busy. And I was paying them, you know, how tough. And they just do the cutest things, and I'm just snapping pictures, and this is just so darling. And then, you know, you get Rosie and Lottie, and they're little girls, and they're just the cutest things ever. When they're with me, I mean, I just light up when they talk. I listen to them. Do this with me. People you're irritated with. Think of the name of a person who delights in you. Does someone pop in your mind? Think back to when you were a child. Maybe it was your grandparent. Maybe it was your parent who delighted in you. And you felt, can you feel how you felt in their presence? It was wonderful. That's what you want to do. You want to model this behavior with other people. You want to believe the best. Because the truth is, if people come into my presence and they know I'm judging them, or I'm criticizing them, or I'm looking ways to improve them or change them, which I'm really good at because I'm an exhorter, and I kind of see where you need to go in life, and I'm like a bulldozer. I want to push you there, tell you what you need to do, all that kind of stuff. Instead, I want to learn to delight in people. Just the fact that they're a person in the image of God. So, believe the best about others. What's the first one? Be curious. Two, believe the best. All right, let's go to three. And I've taught all these. I'm just touching on them this morning. Show concern is the third one. Another word we used was investment. It means I'm interested in the outcome of what you shared with me in our conversation. I express concern. I'm there. I support you. I want to encourage you, maybe inspire you. I'm willing to join in with you. Maybe I'll help you carry your burden. Maybe I'll rejoice with you in your success. I'm willing to follow up with you. So many of you do this well in our class, and I'm so happy you do. You're doing the work of ministry when you do that. It's called having body life, caring for one another. We're all a part of this body, the church. And when one person hurts, we all hurt. When one suffers, we all suffer. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. When one succeeds, we join in with that success. And so expressing concern involves wisdom. Wisdom to know what to do, how to help, how to position yourself to support someone, to care for someone. So this means you're going to have to be on your alert. You're going to be looking. You're going to be looking for people in your world that you can celebrate with. People in your world who are struggling and need you to come alongside. People who are succeeding who need you to cheer for them. Or people who are experiencing hardships and you can help. I'm there. And then number four, be willing to share your life. This is such a gift you give to another person. That means it's not just you sharing your life with me. I'm going to turn around and share my story with you. I'm going to open up. I'm going to give you personal information about my life. Now, let's share our lives together for 2 minutes. That's not very long. So if you've already had a turn, let somebody else, okay? Look at my question. Name three things you're celebrating or are happy about this morning. Name three things you're struggling with this morning. Or a decision. Name some decision you're struggling with, something that's coming up. You've got to make a decision. Pick one of those three questions and let's share our lives this morning. All right, go. 2 minutes is up. I hate to stop y'all. You're having such a good time. I wish we had more time. All right, so that was our first lesson, the four mindsets. And then last week we talked about the three fresh purposes for loving conversations. Let's review. So the first purpose was in order to encourage. Write that down. Look at Proverbs 15:4. Kind words bring life, but cruel words crush your spirit. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And this wonderful proverb, 11:25, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Words are powerful. My words are powerful. Your words are powerful. Let's speak blessing to each other this morning around our table. Because your words are powerful. Look at what I've got on your handout. I noticed that you are truly excellent at blank. You seem to have a special gift for blank. I love how you always blank. Thank you for how you blank. I want you to look at a person in your circle, say one of these things to them, think of a word that comes to your mind, and encourage them this morning. Go. Stop. Let's go to Let's go to our second fresh purpose, and it's this: close conversations for the purpose of growth. Write that down. What if we used our conversations to help each other become more excited to know Jesus better after spending time with each other? Using our conversations to inspire others to do great things for the Lord, to achieve their goals. What if we came alongside to support each other in our dreams? So now around your table, I want you to ask this, because we're going to encourage growth. Share either a personal goal that you have at the moment, a current project you're working on, a long-term dream that you would like to one day see come true. I'm going to give you 1 minute because we're running out of time. Go. All right, come back. So our goals, our fresh goals, encourage for the purpose of growth, and number three, inspiring marvel, awe, or worship in each other's lives, leading others to be inspired, to experience wonder. And we said last week, we talked a lot about how does this happen? Just through nature, through God's word, through answered prayer, just through the very mystery of feeling God's presence in our lives. Do you ever have little love notes from God? I had one yesterday. My daughter Sunday and her family came down yesterday, and you know, she married the boy next door, so we shared. They were going to come down, and she said, "Mom, it's your birthday tomorrow," and of course she can't come today because they're in ministry. And so she said, "Let's just float in Bon Bon's pool. I'm going to bring floats. Let's just be together. Let's float." So I had the Rat Pack doing all that going on in my yard. I put Big Pop in charge of that, and then I went over and floated in the pool for a little while. But in the morning, I had gotten up in my quiet time in the morning, and I just had the sweetest time with the Lord. You ever just have sweet quiet times? Some are not as sweet as others. But I just felt in my quiet time the Lord say, "You know, Tracy, you're just that one, that one. I left the 99. I went to find you." It was just a sweet little thought I had from the Lord. It was written in a devotion I was reading, but I just loved that. Wrote it down in my journal. "I'm the one. You left the 99 to come find me." Then when she brought me my present, there was this little picture tucked in of Jesus, and the name of the picture was, "He's leaving the 99 to go find you." Now, that was just a sweet little love note from God. I said, "Oh, my goodness, you have no idea how sweet that is to me today." You know, God does things in such timing, doesn't he? So I love that. But what in your life inspires wonderment? Real quick, I want you to share around your table a recent answered prayer, a recent time you were in nature that caused you to experience all of God, a time God spoke to you through his word in your quiet time, or through a sermon, or through a Sunday lesson, or a time when you felt God's presence. So go. I'm only going to give you 1 minute, sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry I have to stop you. Wish we had more time. All right, come back. So, three fresh goals, what are they? What's the first one? Look on your handout. What? Encourage. All right, what's the second one? Growth. And the third one is inspire marvel, awe, or worship. And then last week we looked at the 10 pitfalls. I've just got them listed there on your handout as a way of review: criticizing, complaining, advice giving, self-absorption, divisiveness, flattery, manipulation, codependence, gossip, arrogance. Those things we want to put away. And now I'm going to add something new this morning. And we've only got a few minutes. And there are just a few basic things that I loved out of this book that promote good conversational skills. They're easy to remember. They all begin with the letter L. Now, I want you to memorize all these things that I'm giving you this morning to help you. Here's the first one. Let others speak. You see, I don't want my conversations to be lopsided. I don't want to be with you and have just me talking, a big fat monologue. And then when I finally do stop and you get a little chance, I'm always looking for that crack so I can jump back in because I have more I want to say. I've got to learn to take turns in conversation. I don't want to just give my opinions and talk and talk and talk. So here's what I have to do. If you have to, set your watch for 2 minutes. Let it stop you. And then pause. Pause in your conversation. See if the other person has something to say. Give them time to ask a meaningful question, or to make an observation, or to connect with what you've said out of their own experience. Because conversational turn-taking involves, like tennis, I can't talk this morning, of questions and answers, give and take. So let others talk. Here's number two, listen. Listen, what are you listening for? Listen to people when they talk. Hear what they're saying. Listen for something new, something you didn't know. Did you know that listening is a profound act of love to someone? To really give them your full attention is just such a blessing. You're offering your time, you're offering your psychological presence, you're giving attention, you're being responsive emotionally. Listen for how you can help others make sense of what's happening in their lives. And listen to place what they're saying in the larger story about what you already know about them. Here's this next one. We're almost done. Limit distractions. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you this morning. If you and I are talking, I'm going to put my cell phone away. Just the very presence of the cell phone on the table while we're talking is a distraction. And something pops up, and I'm talking to you, and what do? You see, we're going to have to learn how to manage these, girls. And one of the sweetest things you can do is put your phone on silent and put it in your purse when you're with someone. That is a profound act of love. Now here's another idea I want to add under this category. I want you to make mental notes about what you're learning about the person you're talking with. And then when you get home, you need a little journal. It needs to be a little people journal. Put it on your calendar if you have to. Write down the mental notes. Okay, so you're having a doctor's appointment on Thursday, and your husband's this on Friday, and you're getting your award on that day, and you're graduating from high school on this day, and you're having a birthday on this day. I'm making people notes. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to follow up if I don't lose my people journal. Because I'm prone to do that. Take notes on your friends like you are studying them. You're being intentional here. Be a student of those in your world. I read in the book of a grandmother who did this. She always had the most wonderful conversations with her 8 grandchildren. And they found her journal after she passed away. And she had kept detailed notes on every child, their schedule at school, their friends, the foods they liked, details in their lives, what was happening on certain days. And she followed up. And she had to write it down because she's like me. She's old and she can't remember anything. The music they liked, the books they were reading. And then one more and we're done. Love with your face. Your face says so much when you're with a person. Give people eye contact. Give them your face. All right, we're out of time. Let's pray and we'll go. Pray with me. Our Father, thank you for the blessing of being here together this morning, studying your word, encouraging each other. Now may we go out and may our words bring life to others. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, see you next week.
If they didn't sign the card, come up here.
All right, here's the card if you did not get to sign it. It's right up here.